Joining me by phone right now is Andy Griskowiak. He is the superintendent of Sayuse Law Schools. And good morning, Andy.
Morning, George.
So now that the ballot measure has not passed, what's next for Sayuse Law Schools as far as getting a new facility or getting some upgrades done?
Well, first part, we'll take care of some immediate needs, probably with the budget and looking at bringing on an extra maintenance person. But there's momentum here, and we'll go back to the drawing board a bit and retool the plan we have. Originally, we had on the slate high school replacement, South Elementary replacement, and middle school repairs. Probably need to look at that again and do it in a staggered multi-year approach as opposed to putting it all out there at once. And that's probably the big thing, is that if we can phase this in and bring the overall cost down to individual home buyers or taxpayers, that's probably going to make it more palatable.
Do you think it was the dollar amount that did it? Because I think you guys did a really good job of trying to get the information out, educating people.
Yeah, I think it was the dollar amount more than anything else, because people were making a comparison with the current bond that's expiring in June at 90 cents, and going, well, it's going from 90 cents to 272, and saying, well, it's tripling. And yes, it is. But I think the other part is the context is that bond started at $1.66 20 years ago. Well,
right.
$1.66 20 years ago is $2.52 today, this kind of rough consumer inflation index. And so we're not that far off the ball from, you know, kind of relative cost. And once the next bond lapses and closes off, any confusion about whether they were to overlap or add, all of that's gone. And then it just becomes a straight issue as to this is what the bond costs. And then it just becomes really, this is what it is costing you straight out of the gate. No confusion about any pieces.
And I guess to consider too is the fact that prices for construction will probably not be going down anytime soon.
There's, yes, absolutely. That's the one thing that's gone up more than anything else. And in some years, three or four times the rate of all other inflation indexes. The only time that commercial construction has gone down was during the, recession of 08. For the last 100 and some odd years, it has outpaced inflation entirely, since then. So, and we'll probably have to retool the budget a bit too, because, the steel and metals market is real volatile right now as well.
Is there still monies available or out there for seismic upgrades and repairs like that, or does that have to come with another bond issue?
There are, and there will be, as long as the state keeps authorizing their bond program for that. Their bond program is tied to whatever the margin is the Senate sets within their budget to authorize those. That doesn't look like that program's going away, and we'll also be able to reapply for the facilities matching grants, which we were not eligible for this time. So we were eligible back for the previous February election. We would not be eligible for this election, but we could be eligible for the next election. Or some election down the road. You just can't be eligible for two election cycles in a row.
So would that mean a 2-year wait to the next kind of congressional thing, or will it
no,
be?
No, just any Oregon election.
Okay.
And so we could be eligible within the pool for, I guess it would be the May 19 election or the next cycle after that, which would be, again, November of 19. So, once you're qualified and eligible, whether it's through evaluation or through pool drawing, you can only be eligible, in essence, every other election cycle.
So to retool sort of the plan, is that going to cost more money to go resurvey or re-find mm-hmm. out how much money it's going to cost to do the changes?
No, that doesn't. We already have the basic plans. We already have the numbers. Now it's just a matter of looking at cost inflation indexes and making the changes in the spreadsheet and just adjusting the calculations for, the time we start and the time, the anticipated completion of the project. And then really is that what do you start with first? Do you start with the high school first or do you start with the South Elementary? And then what's your time stagger between the two projects?
How long?
And that's what gives you basically your cost variation.
How long do you figure before you guys are ready to reintroduce this? I know you're eligible for the next cycle, but how long do you think it'll take to get everything down?
That's a good question. That's a question I can't answer without talking to the board. Facilities and budget are the two exclusive providences of the board. There are some that I feel probably could jump in and be ready to go immediately. And then some may want to wait and go the next November election. It's just a matter of how fast they want to go, because we have a good plan. We have a good basis. We have a good set of technical reports. None of that's going to change with time. The only thing that's going to change with time is the overall cost of the project.
All right. Well, Andy, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it, George. Thank you.
Andy Grizz-Koeag, superintendent of Siouxsie Law Schools. That's going to do it for this edition of Our Town. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a great day.